So the last 6 months have been pretty encouraging in terms of not only new tools for detection, but also potential treatments. You guys are on a pretty good run lately, aren't you?
Yes, and we hope the run continues. In terms of the next, you know, while, there are lots of other drugs in the pipeline, which we're watching very carefully in terms of their clinical trial results. And we're hopeful that within the next short while, and when I say short while, I mean probably a couple of years, we hope that there will be a disease-modifying therapy on the market in Canada.
Is the system ready to handle an influx of people undergoing screening and looking for treatment, especially if there's a history of this illness in their family?
The system is absolutely not ready, so we have to do a lot of work to be ready. And one of the things as well about the drugs that are coming online, like lecanemab, we hope will be approved. It only works if it's given very early in the disease process, which can be before symptoms actually start.
This needs to sort of come into our healthcare system, sort of like you would get, you would go in for a mammogram or a colonoscopy or your regular vaccinations, right? Would that be a better way of keeping track, especially if there's supposed to be a boom in the illness in the next few decades?
Yes, absolutely. So a group of folks that have come together and called the Ontario Dementia Care Alliance, that's one of the things, and the Alzheimer's Society is an organizing member of that group. That's one of the things that we're talking about is how do we get screening, brain screening, which is, you know, the center of your whole being. How do we get that screening as part of your regular health checks, you know, at a certain age where we start to check for things in your brain that might be going awry? Again, hopefully to, you know, move into some preventative action because there are modifiable risk factors, but also when drugs do come available, we want folks who are in the very early stages of the process to be able to access those drugs.
What are some ways that we can start doing that or even advocating for that or getting ready for the future, being a little more insightful and responsive instead of reactive?
Yeah, advocating, you hit the nail on the head there, is for listeners to, you know, talk to your elected officials about this, because really it's a policy change. You know, policies have to be changed to include, you know, early detection and screening as part of a regular health process. You know, once the government agrees that, yes, that is a valid and useful thing to do, then obviously we have to partner with our medical community, et cetera, to get them up to speed in terms of how those screenings might go. But the more people talk about it, make it an election issue, make sure your MPPs know that this is a really important issue to you. That is very, very helpful.
I think we're moving in the right direction. But like you said, it's going to be a few years out. But, you know, reasons for optimism.
You know, stuff that's happening in terms of clinical trials and research, all very promising. That said, for the folks, you know, the more than 200,000 folks in Ontario that are living with dementia now, it's still not quick enough.
How long do you think it will be before we're where we're at, where we should be in terms of screening tests and sort of being able to manage this?
I'm going to guess, let's say, between 5 and 10 years before there's a really marked difference in how we're approaching folks living with dementia, which we know time goes by very quickly. So, you know, in the big scheme of things, that's not that far, but there's a lot of work that needs to be done.
Well, that number's lower than I thought you were going to say, so that's good. I thought it might be more. These biomarker tests and this, are these costly tests, invasive?
The one that was just spoken about last week, the CSF test, it is an invasive test. It's a lumbar puncture, so not not insignificant, but also not impossible. So those are actually quite routine tests, although they may sound a little scarier to folks than, let's say, going in and giving a blood test to the lab. These tests as well are significantly cheaper than things like PET scans, where we now need to wait to see if provincial governments are going to fund it, and we hope that they will. Like I said, it's a lot cheaper than the PET scan, so we've got our fingers crossed that they will be funded.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.